Hello and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. So, this is going to be something a little different that I haven't tried before, but I'm sitting here with a friend, and I'm going to remind my friend not to use our names, because I'm just an anonymous schizophrenic and she's just an anonymous schizophrenic's friend. But we don't really have a agenda. We don't have interview questions. We're just going to go ahead and talk and see where things go. Okay, friend of mine, Stephanie, that's your name. You can use your name, Stephanie. But what do you want to talk about?
How do you know you're not misdiagnosed?
Oh, so how do I know that I'm not misdiagnosed?
Because it appears to me that schizophrenia and borderline personality disorder, those are like things that involve other people in your head, right?
Uh-huh.
How do you know you're not overdiagnosed or the wrong diagnosis?
Honestly, that's a tough question. I couldn't really tell you. Like, I couldn't tell you that I'm not misdiagnosed. I know that I've been diagnosed with schizophrenia through a couple different agencies. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing is, like, can a drug addict truly be diagnosed with schizophrenia while they're in use?
No.
Or even after use, because there's post-acute withdrawal, there's mm-hmm. still withdrawal symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can I ever get a clear diagnosis? Well, I was actually diagnosed with schizophrenia, well, the predisposition for schizophrenia at 14, mm-hmm. before drug use.
Mm-hmm.
There was a period in my life where I had clean for 18 months,
mm-hmm.
and I was still hearing voices. I still had the schizophrenic symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly believe that it's a correct diagnosis, at least the schizophrenia part,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if any of my other diagnoses are truly correct.
How old were you when you were diagnosed with schizophrenia?
I was diagnosed with schizophrenia at 18, but I was diagnosed with the predisposition at 13 or 14.
Okay. That's weird. I thought it had to be a certain age, right?
It doesn't have to be, but they usually don't diagnose until around 24 or 25.
Mm-hmm. Can you be diagnosed after 24 or 25? So you're 30.
Yeah, you can be diagnosed at any point, I believe. They usually don't see it in children that young.
Mm. Okay. And it's like a breaking point in your life, and that's when you cross over to the other, right?
Right, yeah. There's usually something dramatic or drastic that happens, and then the schizophrenia onsets.
And what type of medications do you have to take?
Right now, I just take 3 medications.
Mm-hmm.
Haloperidol is the one that I take for the psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take a benzotropine to mellow out the shaking that the haloperidol causes. And then I take another medication for sleep. Now, when I first started seeing the doctors for it,
mm-hmm.
I was on Thorazine 800 milligrams and lithium 1600 milligrams.
With a Thorazine shuffle.
I didn't think I did, but everybody said sometimes I did. But you have to realize, to conquer the Thorazine shuffle, I was smoking a lot of meth. I would use the dope to wake up.
Oh, wow.
And then I would take my meds and they would make me pass out.
I used to put everybody on Thorazine.
Yeah.
When they were dying after something similar. Because they made them not sleepy.
I was on 800 at a time. And after I got used, this was about 20 years old, 21 years old.
Mm.
After I got used to the, like, my body acclimated,
mm-hmm.
I was able to take the Thorazine and still have a normal day-to-day function. But if I stopped taking my meds for a while and then reintroduced them, it would knock me out like a motherfucker.
Hmm. So, I have a good question. So are you? Do you consider yourself being dually diagnosed or just?
I have a dual diagnosis because I have mental health and substance abuse.
Mm-hmm. But some people don't believe in that. In a dual diagnosis, you know what I mean? But,
why not?
Because they don't think that one thing. Some professionals don't think that one thing affects the other. You know what I mean? Like
right.
And basically, they didn't have mental health issues that warrant them to be dually diagnosed, because if they didn't do drugs, they wouldn't have those issues.
Right. You know what I'm
saying?
Okay.
So that's what a lot of therapists think. You know, like, I mean, not a lot, but like 50%.
Yeah. Now, I would say that I have dual diagnosis because I have mental health and then I have my drug addiction. I was in drug court for 3 years.
Whoa.
And I started in drug court, mm-hmm. and then they transferred me over to mental health court because of that dual diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And when I was in drug court, they were focusing on the drug addiction, mm-hmm. And how that manifested in my life.
Right.
But in the mental health court, they were focusing on the mental health because they thought maybe focusing on the mental health would mm-hmm. better the drug health.
Right.
But they ended up switching me back to drug court because we found that my mental health was affected by it, but my drug use was not from the mental health. Hmm. Or I needed to focus on the drug abuse before I could focus on the mental health.
Right.
Now, I have mental health issues without drug abuse. But I have, my drug abuse is kind of like directly related to my mental health issues, mm-hmm. because I use drugs mm-hmm. sometimes for an excuse.
Right.
So that it's the drugs that have the problem and make me hear voices, mm-hmm. not myself.
Right.
And then to cope with like depression, anxiety, I would self-medicate.
Hmm. Hmm.
So I've known Stephanie. How long have I known you, Steph?
I don't know when Georgia moved. Probably like, I don't know.
7 months?
Something like that, maybe. Tops.
Do you have any funny stories to tell about me?
I don't know.
This is kind of awkward, huh?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to discuss about my, like, spirituality or any questions you have about that?
Do you like summoning the demons and stuff?
So, I actually have never summoned a demon because I'm too afraid to.
Chicken.
I'm a chicken, yep. But I've read a lot about it,
mm-hmm.
and I know how to do it, but my Christian upbringing kind of doesn't allow me to do it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I tell you what, though, when I do summon a demon, I'm going to make sure I record it.
So, you set yourself on fire?
I did set myself on fire.
What would bring you to that? Voices or?
No, it wasn't the voices. People always ask me if it was the drug use, but I was actually dry for 2 or 3 days when that happened. I just was tired of life. I was mad at myself. I thought I was a failure. I wasn't going anywhere in life.
Mm-hmm.
But the voices did not contribute. They actually went quiet for that whole time.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
And I went to the Chevron on, I think it's Walnut there.
Mm-hmm.
And hours before I did it, I told everybody to clear out, because it was closed at the time. It was not open for business.
Mm-hmm.
I told everybody to like move away because I thought something bad might be happening.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it was going to be a big explosion, and mm-hmm. I didn't want anybody to get hurt.
Right.
But it turned out that the diesel wouldn't explode, so there was no property damage. I didn't get trespassed from there or anything.
And you just drank some diesel fluid?
I drank some diesel. I ended up puking it out, so I drank more. And then I doused myself.
That would be hard to do.
Well, I think my higher power was definitely looking out for me. Mm-hmm. But they said, he's going to do it, so we'll let him be stupid and learn. But he's going to use diesel. We'll make him use diesel, mm-hmm. so it hurts more, mm-hmm. but he's going to survive.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you like that.
Right.
Take your step up to premium. Don't use diesel anymore. A premium right now.
You know, part of me is wondering, like, could that have been a ritual? Mm-hmm. And could it have been like a ritual that I was following, but I didn't know it? Mm-hmm. But according to some online communities that I've discussed this topic with, mm-hmm. they said in order to do a ritual, mm-hmm. you have to be knowledgeable and you have to have the intent. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's necessarily true, though, because you can like trigger something mm-hmm. without even knowing what it is. But people who have seen my scars said that it looks like a phoenix. Mm-hmm. And, like, it is a chance for me to reborn myself. And, like, there's a totally different me from before the fire and after the fire. And I actually have a text on a self-immolation ritual for the satanic cult of one cult or another. Mm-hmm. Which is why I was wondering, like, could that have been a ritual that I just didn't know? Mm-hmm. I guess it wasn't a ritual, but it could have had metaphysical, like, influences that I wasn't aware of, but that still reacted. Mm-hmm. Well, Stephanie, I want to thank you for taking time to do this little interview. You're the first person I've had on my show. Yeah, but hopefully I'll be able to get quite a few more, mm-hmm. and we'll just be able to go from there. Listeners, don't forget to subscribe, like, follow, or whatever your listening on allows you to do. Feel free to comment. Also, I have a website, schizostudios.org. That's S-C-H-I-Z-O-S-T-U-D-I-O-S .org. I really want, like, to know what you guys are thinking and to hear your opinions of my podcast. So if you want, feel free to reach out to me and to contact me. You can do that by emailing me at schizostudios@icloud.com, or I also have a website or an email through my website, which is podcast@schizostudio.org. Again, that's podcast@schizostudios.org. podcast@schizostudios.org. If you have an iPhone and you want to iMessage me, I'm looking right now to see if it's if you're able to do that. And it looks like yes, you can iMessage podcast@schizostudios.org and it will come to me. So be sure to follow, like, hit me up if you want to. And with that, thanks for listening and have a good night. Bye for now.